Fiona Kelly joins us with what it says in this morning's papers.
There's some confusion surrounding the release date of Molly and Tom Martin's on today's front pages, although the early edition hard copy of the Irish Examiner is still leading with the prospect of Jason Corbett's killers being released this week. The Irish Daily Star and Irish Sun both report on the statement issued by officials in North Carolina last night, admitting that they made a mistake in calculating the Martins' prison sentences and that they are not in fact due to be released until next June. The Irish Times leads with the line that the Land Development Agency looks set to get up to €3 billion to build 6,000 new homes over the next 3 years. From housing to health for its lead story, the Irish Independent reports that 40,000 nurses are demanding an extra 2 days of holidays as compensation for delays in issuing wage increases due under the current public sector pay deal. Stab suspect out of coma. That's the lead headline in today's Irish Daily Star, which reports that Gardaí are set to quiz the chief suspect in the Parnell Square knife attack, who was woken from a coma. On the day that she faces a motion of no confidence, Justice Minister Helen McEntee will seek cabinet approval today to open negotiations for an extradition treaty with the United Arab Emirates. That's according to the lead story in the Irish Daily Mail. First step in bringing Kinahans to justice is the headline there. Transport workers in Northern Ireland are planning 3 days of strike action in the run-up to Christmas on the 15th, 16th and 22nd of December, following last Friday's strike across the bus and rail networks. That's on the front of today's Belfast Telegraph. And for its lead story, the Irish News reports that relatives of missing Lurgan man Oran Kelly are growing increasingly concerned for him. A post-mortem on a body that was found near a burnt-out car in the town on Sunday, which will identify the victim, is due to take place today. Two women and a man who were arrested on suspicion of murder remain in police custody. In terms of pictures, this morning's papers carry a variety of eye-catching images. The picture in the front of the Times of four junior infant pupils from St. Columbkins Kills Junior School in Knocklyon in Dublin trying out a new digital literacy screening game on iPads is full of curiosity and cuteness. The Independent and Mail, meanwhile, opt for the glamour of last night's British Fashion Awards. Irish television presenter Laura Whitmore is pictured looking unfazed as someone holds an umbrella over her to shelter her from the rain as she arrived wearing a beautiful but bare-shouldered dress at the Royal Albert Hall. Singer Rita Ora is pictured in the front of the Mail showing off what seems to have been the boldest fashion statement of the night, a backless dress with silver dinosaur-style spikes stuck onto her skin running down the length of her spine. But finally, for its seasonality and simplicity, Valerie O'Sullivan's picture on the back of today's Examiner is likely to have the most widespread appeal. It's of a small wooden boat moored for the winter on Loch Lean in Killarney, owned by traditional boatman Donald Ducks O'Donoghue. At the helm of the boat is a Christmas tree decked out in lights, which we're told switch on every evening at 4 p.m, bringing a touch of seasonal cheer to the lake.
Fiona, thanks very much.